Wangwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I don't know, excuse my voice, but I just had to start this episode singing that song because I'm celebrating Zahara. This is a tribute to Zahara. She passed on Monday, and I guess everyone knows that right now. And funny thing, I didn't know how it was gonna affect me. It's really surprising me that her death has really affected me that much. I didn't expect it. And it just got me thinking, like, yo, why is it that people get to be celebrated? Or why do we celebrate people or recognize the impact that people had in our lives when they're gone? Why? That is so sad. I don't know how us as human beings, because we need to do better. I was going to say it's not our fault, but I think we need to do better. As an individual, I need to do better. Because why do we celebrate people when they're gone? Why do we now, when someone's dead, when someone's gone, that's when now we're, yeah, she's a good person. No, she did this. She really impacted me. But when someone is alive, we don't really tell them how much of an impact they are to us, how much their music perhaps changed our lives, or something they're doing really impacted us and changed our lives. Why is that? It's time for us to give people their flowers when they're still alive. Yeah. So welcome to Podmas. Welcome to another episode of Unspoken Podcast. This is Podmas Day. At this rate, I don't even know which day is this. Because, yo, this Podmas Inanipele Kambio. I'm just out here recording, posting. So this is, you're going to see the day. From the thumbnail, I think you can already tell the day of the Podmas. So welcome to Podmas. I hope you guys are enjoying this content. I'm also enjoying creating it. And I hope your December is December as per usual. Yeah. So this episode, I just want to talk about like giving people their flowers while they're still alive. And this really hit me hard when I heard of the news of Zahara passing. And truth be told, I'm a huge fan of Zahara. I love her music. I used to listen to her music way when was Lonely Way released? I think when I was in high school, primary, I don't remember, but I was still a student when it was released. Her song Lonely Way was my ringtone for the longest time. In fact, the first smartphone I got, Lolliway was my ringtone. Like, it was my ringtone for over 2 years, Lolliway. That's how, like, this thing is really hurting me, as much as I didn't know her personally or individually, but I feel I do through her music. So it really, honestly, I'm gonna say it, her death has really affected me, that I didn't expect it was gonna affect me this way, because I think of the impact her music had me. You know, music is something that also brings people together is music. Music creates memories. Music really creates memories. Like, certain music, when you listen to music at a certain place, at a certain point that you are in your life, that music is gonna remind you forever of what you are at, at what point you are in that part of your life when you listen to that music. So music is really deep, and I tend to think that we create our memories through music. Music is there for us for memories. So Zahara, her death really affected me, and this is a tribute to Zahara. I hope she rests in peace. And even now, like, her death, like, even finally, I'm just going back to listening back to her songs now, all her songs, all her albums. That's fucked up, all. but I just want, because I don't know if you're watching this perhaps and you don't know what happened, like, she died in hospital through, like, she had liver complications and whatnot. And then now stories are coming out that the management, her management, like, people, like, she didn't get her flowers when she was still alive. That's just at this point. She didn't get her flowers while she was still alive. We didn't celebrate her while she was still alive. She used to do a lot of shows. Like, she's a multi-award winning musician. She's a multi-award winning singer. She's so, like, I was watching her interview where she said she's not talented, she's gifted. Like, there's a difference between being talented and gifted. How she's gifted, she's really gifted. So her music has really, like, impacted people's lives. And so a lot of things have come from her death, that, and it was really sad for me. I didn't have an idea about that. I didn't know that she was suffering, like, her management was messing her up, and like, she was not paid her dues like she deserved. And that was so hard. That's fucked up. I'm like, you guys, from today onwards, I'm learning. This thing has taught me, like, I'm giving people their flowers when they're still alive. I don't want to lose someone who's close to me and then when they're gone. That's when I start realizing, no, she was a good person. I didn't do this for her, but she was a good person. No. This is from me to you guys. From me to another speaker, to you, speaker who's watching this. Give people their flowers when they're still alive. If you admire what someone is doing, tell them. Like, you're just, it doesn't hurt to support someone and just give someone a compliment and just celebrate someone. Like, yo, I like how you're singing. I like your music. I like your content. I like what you're doing. You're so smart at what you do. Like, you're so good with what you, like, give people their flowers. Appreciate people when they're still there. Don't be that person who goes that someone is there to spoil it, and then you start, like, saying that. So when she was still alive, we did this and this. That's the greatest lesson, something that I've really learned from Zahara's death. Like, we should give people their flowers when they're still alive. So shout out to you, Zahara. I hope you rest in peace. Your music has really impacted me, and I just hope you're in a better place. I just hope she is in a better place. But Lori napita sahi sana. Hope that, excuse the noise. Just appreciate people. That's why me, I don't always like this thing about people being your supporters, like ghost listeners, ghost supporters. You know, the people who watch your content. Let me now talk. I'm talking from a content creator's perspective. My POV from a content creator's POV, or a podcaster's POV. These people who, like, you're creating your content. For example, here on YouTube. See, I'm posting my content here on YouTube. Those people who just watch your content, they're ghost watchers, ghost listeners, especially for my podcast. Let's say this. Those ghost listeners, as much as they're listening, but I don't like ghost listeners. I don't like ghost listeners. Me, I want, if you're listening to my podcast, I want to know you're listening. I want to know what this podcast, or what I'm talking about, how is it impacting you? How am I providing value to you? So I don't like ears to like ghost listeners. At you, you're on YouTube, you're just watching, you're just watching someone's content for free, and you're not even like commenting, like liking, commenting, sharing, like, what, how much does it cost you? Like, does it even cost you to like a person's video, to like a person, to comment on a person's video? It doesn't even cost you a dime. It doesn't even cost you one shilling to subscribe. Like, it doesn't even cost you a dime. And that's something that always, like, I always hate it. Like, those are people, like, it goes back to the point, like, give people their flowers. You're enjoying the content. Of course, if you're going to watch this entire video, of course you're enjoying the content. Like, how does it cost you to just like, to just share, to comment? It doesn't. And then, when maybe someone blows up, then that's like, when I blow up, someone's gonna be like, oh, I've been listening to Unspoken podcast from when she began. I've been a supporter, I've been a speaker. I don't know if you have been a speaker, because as a creative, that one like, that one comment, that one subscription is all that, it goes a long way. It really goes a long way. That's why I'm always like, if me, I love someone's content, I love what they're doing, I'll always comment, I'll always gas people up, I'll always like appreciate what they're doing, because I know, like, it's not even about content creation anymore. It's not only about content creation, it's about everything. Like, just giving people their flowers, just appreciating people. And that's something I'm really like, a value of or a virtue that I'm really want. I want to embrace it a lot. I want to, like, me nowadays, I just give people compliments. Like, if you look good, I'm gonna tell you, you look good. Sindi kuji, like, kuji feature, I'm just gonna be silent about it. Like, nijinyamazie ya nini, nikufena my comments. No, I'm being loud. That's why this podcast is called Unspoken. That's why it's unspoken. We speak, bro. We don't hide in our emotions. We don't define our emotions. We don't be shy. We don't shy away from our emotions. No, we speak up. We are speakers. So, like, it may ningile in an effect, but yeah, so give people their flowers. They don't start regretting when something goes wrong or anything, but just give people their flowers. Give people their flowers. That is really what I've learned from the hell of it. I remember even on Tuesday, I was at a karaoke. I went to attend a karaoke. Shout out to Getty. I don't know if she's gonna watch it, but shout out to Getty. She's a really dope singer. So she was hosting the karaoke, and then she sang that same day. It was on Tuesday. Oh, Sister Zahara died, passed on Monday, but we got the news on Tuesday. Yeah, so now on Tuesday is when I went for the karaoke. Getty, you're the host. Now she just really sang the Loliwe song. Why? Oh, it really touched me. Like, really got to, oh, I was singing along, but I have the audio. I would love to. I cannot insert it here on YouTube. I'm gonna insert it on Spotify, on other audio platforms. So you're gonna listen to it on audio. If you wanna listen to how I was singing my heart out, hey, just get to go and check it out. After watching this, go and check it out on YouTube, on Spotify. I mean, so that's basically it. I just wanted to come on here and tell you guys, as we close off this year, as 2023 comes to an end, let's go to 2024 as better people. I want to go to 24 as a better person. Let's go to 24 with 2022. Let's go to 2024 with an attitude of giving people their flowers, with an attitude of complimenting people, with an attitude of appreciating people around us. Let's go with that attitude. Please, let's embrace it. That's it. And if you're watching, if you've come this far, subscribe. Don't be a ghost listener. Don't be consuming people's content for free and not even liking and sharing. It's not fair. It's not even, are you human? It's inhumane. I consider that inhumane. So please, when I get to the ghost listeners, ghost socials, if you're proud of, if you like someone's content, say it loudly. Be proud of it. Don't gatekeep. That's the word. Don't gatekeep other people. Don't gatekeep my content. Don't gatekeep something. Just be proud and embrace it and give people their freaking flowers. Yo! Anyway, that's the end of this episode. Another awesome podcast episode. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And follow me on Spotify. Follow me on my social media platforms, on TikTok, Twitter, on X, on Instagram, Unspoken Podcast K, and at Awino Awit. Yeah, guys, and keep be safe, and keep it unspoken, and give people their fucking flowers. I'll see you on the next episode.